Hello everyone, and welcome back to this, whatever this is. And today I am, as promised, going to talk about the body mist that I got in 2022. And there's like 13 of them here, so let's get the show on the road. Technically, I have like 17 perfumes with me, but if you count Place Braces perfume, which I do, because why not? There's some people who don't, but I do. Because on my skin, they last, most of them last as long as a perfume does. Some don't, but I'll get into that. So, yeah, the rest of the perfumes are actually glass bottles. So that's why I'm not counting them in this. Plus, I've already reviewed 2 out of 4 of them, and I don't really feel like mentioning them again. It'd be pointless. So we're going to start from newest to oldest. And the first one is Romance and Dreams by Body Fantasies. I'm trying to do this one-handed. It's really hard. Okay. This one smells like Secret Charm from Victoria's Secret. If you've smelled that one, you know what that smells like. It's amazing. I love it. Love it so much. I asked for this scent. I asked for 3, technically, for Christmas. I asked for this one. I asked for Kissing in the Rain. And I asked for Spiced Apple, which after I asked for that one, I did some research and apparently they don't make it anymore because I can't find it anywhere, which is a shame because I really like apple scents a lot and I don't have any. So, and I was trying for a whole aesthetic, which has not worked so far. But yeah, so this is the one I ended up getting because my sister said that was the first one on the list that I had posted that she found. So good on her because I like the scent. I asked for this one specifically because I adore Freesia. Freesia is a really pretty note, usually. A lot of people say it smells like soap or laundry soap or something, but I don't think so. I think it smells nice and clean, but it's not soap clean. It's like shower clean, if that makes sense. Probably not. But anyways, the next one is these next 3 I'm going to talk about, they came in a set, and there's 2 that I don't know what they're called. Well, there's 1 that I don't know what it's called. So I'm just gonna say mystery when we get there. But the first one is called Luna's Kiss, which is funny. Haha. I did not make it. I have nothing to do with it, y'all. Let's start there. I didn't. It's just what it's called. I can't find anything about it anywhere, which is bizarre. Like, the only thing I found was that it smells like it's a dupe, or could be a dupe, for Pure Seduction by Victoria's Secret, which I have to second. It is very good. But that's all. It's all I've been able to find. I cannot find anyone doing reviews on it. I can't find anyone. Now watch, I'm going to say this, and there's going to be reviews popping up everywhere. I can't find reviews. I can't find, like, where you can buy it. I can't find anything. It's strange. My sister found it on Amazon, so I don't know if it's, like, a limited edition scent. I don't know if it's like a weird, like, I have no, if they just like discontinued it after Christmas or what happened there, but I can't find it, which is a shame because it's a very good scent. And what am I going to do when I run out? Go to Victoria's Secret and buy Pure Seduction? I don't think so. That stuff's too expensive for me. We don't know that. Anyways, so I'm all for dupes, people. Dupes. Stoop stoops all the way. Anyway, so this one definitely does smell like Pure Seduction. I'm not sure what the notes are. Like I said, I can't find anything except for that about this fragrance, which is really strange and I don't understand, but there it is. It's very good. I really do like the scent. It's pretty. Next one is Timeless Daydream. This one, I can't explain it. I probably won't be able to find anything on this one either, so I didn't even bother looking it up. But its smell is very floral, but it also kind of is like a, this is gonna be weird, a warm musky scent. If that makes sense to anybody, hopefully you'll understand. It reminds me of like, kind of like, if anybody's ever smelled Tommy Girl, kind of like that kind of aesthetic smell, if that makes any sense. Probably not. Nothing I say makes sense. But that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Tommy Girl or something similar. Like, it's very floral, warmy, warm, musky. I don't know. It's very good, though. Then the last one, I have no idea what it's called, but it smells like I'm pretty sure there's gardenia in it. I can smell something that smells like gardenia. And it smells like, it's very good. Like, it's not like a strong gardenia scent. Like, there's literally a perfume called White Gardenia that is like a bit much for my nose. But I like this scent. It's very gardenia-y, but it's not like in your face about it. And for being a body spray, all these last forever on my skin is strange. Last one that I got for Christmas is Hawaiian Guava. The only one I was able to find was from Pacifica Beauty. When I looked it up, because I did actually look this one up, because I was like, I really like this scent. It smells very, it's not like a sunscreen scent, like you would think it is, but it is very coconutty and very tropical and very, like, not a fruity tropical, but like, it kind of reminds me of, like, coconut water with, like, flowers in it. That sounds really gross when you think about, like, drinking something like that. But that's what it reminds me of, and it's very nice. Like, it definitely puts me in a summer mood, which is good because I love summer a lot. I definitely recommend, if you find these ones specifically, to go run and find them. Next for wait a minute. Hold on, I'm trying to think. Oh, nope. I still have some other ones. Next one is from Find Your Happy Place. This one I got for Christmas as an early Christmas present. And this one has sparkling mango and sparkling citrus, I think. Or sparkling mango and citrus. I'm not sure how that goes, but it's a very fruity scent. The lotion that I have that matches this is somewhere. There it is. I found it. We're good. It is insanely strong for being lotion. Like, I just accidentally got some on my hand when I was opening the bottle. It is a very, like, very fruity scent. Like, it smells like something you would find probably at Bath & Body Works, maybe, or Victoria's Secret or something. But, nope, it's a Walmart exclusive. Oh my gosh. Sorry, guys. I just, had a really big cramp in my back. That was not fun. Oh, jeez. I know that probably sounded worse than what it was. Anyways, I'm fine. The body spray is quite strong too. You don't really need a whole lot, but because it is a body spray, I tend to spray a lot of it. When I do use this, I don't use this a lot because I tend to try to keep scents that people have given me, because I'm sentimental like that, to my detriment. But yeah, next is, I am not getting down to get that right now. Next is Cozy Fireside S'more by our favorite people, or at least my favorite people, maybe not your favorite people, definitely mine, Bodycology. This scent is like the best thing in the whole world. It smells like, hold on, it smells like, I love this scent. I love it so much. It reminds me, for some reason, and I do not know why, but here come the people wanting to make fun of me. I feel it in my bones. Anyway, this reminds me of when I wear it, I automatically think of the scene in Twilight where I think of two scenes, actually. I think of the first scene where Bella is at the beach with her friends and Jacob is there talking to her about the Coens and giving her like a clue as to what they are unknowingly. And then I think of the scene in Eclipse when Billy is telling the tribe and Bella about their legends. And I don't know why I think of those two scenes every time I spray it or smell it, but I do. It really, like, I could talk about this fragrance all day. It really reminds me of a s'more and that those scenes. And I don't, like I said, I don't know why. It's never, like, just the scent was not out when these books and movies were made. It's a relatively new scent. But for whatever reason, every time, that's not veil, without veil, this scent reminds me of The Push and Bella and unknowing spreading of legends and breaking of treaties. And, like, if I could put Twilight in a bottle, this would be it. Like, okay, maybe not Twilight, but if I could put La Push in a bottle, this would be it. For sure. It really does smell like a s'more. The notes in this one Some of these I do know the notes for, so if I know them, I'll tell you. The notes are marshmallow, sandalwood, and a drizzle. It's very important. A drizzle of chocolate. And yes.
Yes.
Like, on my skin, when I spray it, I get more of the marshmallowy, chocolatey goodness. But then once it starts to fade, the sandalwood comes out, and it's like, hello. And that just makes it so much better. And it really, like, does smell like a s'more. And it makes me happy. And I love it so much. And I'm going to be sad when I run out, because this is a limited edition fall. I'm not running out anytime soon. Listen. A fall / winter scent. But I think I could probably order it online anytime I wanted. Hopefully. But yeah, I love this scent. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Next one, we're almost to the end. We have like 5 more after this one. The next one, everybody, wrong one. Everybody loves to hate on. Well, not me, not everybody now, but back in high school, people hated on body sprays, and especially this next brand. That I'm going to tell you guys about. Sorry, my phone was acting up. Vanilla by Body Fantasies. This one was my staple in high school. I didn't have, like, money to go on Bath & Body Works excursions every other day. So I had to make do with what I was given, which was a lot of Body Fantasies and vanilla, and since they don't, I don't think they make anymore, like what was it, sexiest musk fantasy, I think, and a couple that I do have that they still make, that I'm almost to talking about, and cucumber melon, which I think they still make, and cotton candy, which I cannot stand. Please do not. I like cotton candy fragrances. I just, something about the Body Fantasies one in particular, just, I can't. Mm-mm. I don't like it. The scent, let's see. But yeah, vanilla was definitely my staple fragrance. So when I was, I don't remember what I was looking for originally. I think I was actually, ironically enough, I was looking for Twilight perfume. And I just searched Twilight perfume and YouTube. And I didn't really find a whole lot. And then I found Twilight Mist by Body Fantasies, and I went down a rabbit hole, which led me to back to vanilla. And I was like, I have to get this again. Because I remember, for whatever strange reason, when Twilight first came out as a book, as a movie, as a bajillion-dollar franchise, I remember, even though it's not confirmed, I mean, it is confirmed what Bella smells like, even though it is not vanilla. Every time I spray vanilla, I always, for some reason, I think of Bella. And I cannot explain why. Because it's canon. If y'all don't read the books, y'all don't know. But it's canon that she smells like lavender and freesia. Okay? That's it. That's what Bella smells like. That is so appealing to every freaking vampire on the planet. There's the secret. She smells like lavender and freesia. Which probably smells good together. I don't know. I didn't have the original Twilight perfume, so I could not tell you. That said, for some reason, it has always been in my head that Bella smells like vanilla. And even when I read Twilight again this past year for the second time, altogether, the first Twilight book I read more than that, because that was the only one I had. Somehow I missed the first 1,000 times that she smells like lavender and freesia. But that's what she smells like. And everybody goes gung-ho crazy about her. It's her scent. So it must smell pretty damn good if people are going bonkers over it. If Edward wants to kill a whole room full of people in biology class, then it must smell pretty fucking good. Anyway. But yeah, that's my headcanon. That she actually smells like vanilla and Stephanie Meyer's wrong. Or doesn't know her smells. I don't know. Anyway, kidding. She probably does at least know what lavender and freesia smell like. So it's probably whatever. Because freesia is mentioned quite a bit in the books with the other things that go on. Anyway, so that's vanilla. The next ones are from Body Fantasies as well. And they are ones that I got in a set. Because I was just going to get Twilight Mist. Because I love Twilight Mist. Oh boy, do I love Twilight Mist. But then I saw this set and I was like, I can get 4 for the price of 1. So I might as well, even though they're like travel size bottles and they're little itty bitty bottles. Like, I do like Japanese Cherry Blossom and I do like Twilight Mist. The other two, I also like, well, one is meh, but I'll tell you about it. But I do like most of these. So I was like, whatever, it's fine. The first one is Twilight Mist. I love this scent. It is a knockoff of Twilight Woods by Bath & Body Works. Let's just not even pretend like it's not, because it is. And Twilight Woods, to me, was always a little weak. I don't know why. Like, on my skin, it just smelled really... Even the lotion was kind of a little bit on the weaker side. But Twilight Mist is stronger, somehow. I'm not sure how, because they don't have as much notes in this as the Bath & Body Works ones does. I think the Bath & Body Works is like violet, apricot, vanilla, and coconut, I think. And everything but the apricot is in the scent. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the apricot just tempers things down or makes it weaker somehow. Like, I don't know. But yeah, this one definitely smells stronger than Bath & Body Works. This one is one that unfortunately does not last as long on my skin as I would like it to. I have to, well, I guess I don't have to, but I choose to reapply it to my skin. This one does not last very long, unfortunately, but I love it so much. I love it. I had a big bottle of it. I don't think I ever used it all, but it's not with me, unfortunately. But I do remember having a big bottle of it from either Bodycology or Body Fantasies, because they do, both of them do make a dupe for Twilight Woods. It's been a while since I smelled the one from Bodycology, but if memory serves, they're both relatively close to each other. So yeah, next is Fresh White Musk. Let's just get this one out of the way. I don't like this fragrance. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's eh. Because when I get in certain moods, I'm like, okay, I can stomach this. But it has to be a certain type of mood. Okay, because I wore this scent so much in high school that I got burnt out of it. And I don't really know anyone that would like this scent other than my mother. Well, no. It's not really like an old womany musky scent, but it's just not my taste. Like, I like musk in scents because, like, it's fine. But when a scent is, like, way too musky, I have to be in a certain mood to wear it. Like, Rebel by Rihanna sometimes can be a little bit much for me, for instance. So I have to be in a certain mood to wear that one, which has been recently a lot lately, but I don't have it, so I have to make do with what I've got. But I, this one is just like a meh, whatever. I wear it when I want to, which is why the bottle is still like all the way full, because I barely touch it. Next is Sweet Sunrise. This one I have never smelled till recently when I got this gift set. And it smells pretty identical to Twilight Mist, to be honest. I can't really tell a difference. Maybe there is a difference, but I can't tell what it is. Like, if I put my nose side by side with both of those, if somebody just sprayed them both at the same exact time, I wouldn't be able to tell you what was what, because they both smell very similar to each other. I think the only difference is that Midnight Sun, where did I get that? Sweet Sunrise has mandarin in it. I think that might be the only difference, but other than that, like, there's not much of a difference. So if for some reason, like, Twilight Mist is out of stock from both Bodycology and Body Fantasies, I would probably end up getting the Sweet Sunrise. Last one from Body Fantasies, I promise, is Japanese Cherry Blossom. This one does not smell identical to Bath and Body Works. This one smells pretty close, but there's something in the one from Bath and Body Works that is more floral. This one is more warm, but the one from Bath and Body Works is a little bit more floral. Not to say that I hate this fragrance. I don't hate it. But this one kind of also has this weird soapiness to it. Every time I wear it, I'm like, I feel like I just took a shower in, like, Irish Spring soap. It's what it kind of smells like, which is really weird. But that's the vibes that it's giving off, is like Irish Spring. It doesn't quite smell like that, but that's just what my brain thinks of when I spray it, which is weird. I like this scent. It's just if you're looking for a dupe for Japanese Cherry Blossom, this one is not it. It's close, but no cigar, friend. They did have a dupe for it, once upon a time from Body Fantasies. I don't know if they like changed their formula or what happened there, but there was a dupe for it that smelled identical to it. Like, I would not have known if somebody walked past me and was like, hey, am I wearing a Body Fantasies or Bath and Body Works scent? And I would smell them. I would not know that they were wearing a Body Fantasies scent. Like, that's how close it was. But now, no, not so much. Now I'd be able to tell you, because it's not that close. So, yeah. And the last one that I have been wearing, like, a mad woman, that I'm actually going to spray now because I'm not wearing anything, is, oh boy, just dropped something, is, how many times have I dropped something in this episode? A lot. And I don't even know what it was. I found it. It was a toy. Anyway, is Coconut Passion by Victoria's Secret. This one, I also do know the notes for, because I looked them up the other day. This one has coconut, obviously. This one also surprised me, because the next one is Lily of the Valley and vanilla. Lily of the Valley is definitely in this scent. I had no idea, because the last time I wore this scent before, like, a week ago, is when I had COVID in May. I was trying to make myself feel better, and I wore that, and it made me physically sick. I not a good time for me. So, I decided I'd give it another shot. I was like, you know, I kind of want something that puts me in a summer mood, and this is one of those scents that do that. So I was like, yeah, I'll try it. So I did. And I love it. I love it so much. And I was like, why am I smelling something that smells like flowers? Like, this is not supposed to be a floral scent. What is going on? So I looked up the notes, and Lily of the Valley was definitely there, and I was like, that's what it is. Okay. It's interesting when the scent goes to its final little ending. It smells like, this is going to sound strange, but if you smell Rebel Fleur, most people have. If you haven't, you're living under a rock. When it dries down to its like bitter end, it smells like the dry down of Rebel Fleur. Like yesterday, I was smelling something that smelled like Rebel Fleur, and I was like, why am I smelling Rebel? Oh, because Rebel Fleur by Rihanna, in case you're not familiar, has many different notes in it. But the ending, the heart of the fragrance, has coconut water in it. This has coconut in it. There's also vanilla and amber and patchouli. There's no patchouli in this one, but I can definitely smell the coconut part and the vanilla. And when those two combine, it definitely smells like the ending of Rebel Fleur, at least on my skin. And I'm like, whoa, that was, it tripped me out for a minute, to be honest. So, yeah. That's it. That's all I've got. If you liked this perfume collaboration thing, I don't even know what this is. A perfume haul? Is it really a haul if it's not stuff that you've hauled yourself mostly? I guess. Anyway, if you liked this perfume haul thingy, let me know. And I'll do more of these when I get more body sprays, which is probably not going to happen anytime soon because I'm trying to get rid of some by using them, not by getting rid of them because I like them too much. Let me know, and I'll do some more when I get more fragrances. I have a lot on my Amazon, Walmart, Etsy carts. Some of them are like ones that a lot of people have talked about over the years. Some of them are just ones I found, and I'm like, oh, that sounds good. I like the sound of that one. And some of them are ones that I've had before that I've ran out of. So when I get more stuff, perfume, body spray, whatever, I'll do more of these if that's what you guys want to hear. As far as, like, my back goes, I don't know why it's hurting, but it is. Don't be alarmed. I'm fine, guys. It's just probably the way I've been sleeping has not been helping. So, anyways, yeah, if you guys like this, let me know. Follow me on Mastodon at irunwithvampires at stranger.social. You can also join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast on Facebook, and you should find it. There's also a Facebook group chat. If you're in the group, you'll find it and hopefully be able to access it. I know sometimes the group chat thing can be a little bit hit or miss. But yeah, if you guys liked what you heard, let me know. Oh, you can also follow me on Instagram if you're at LunaTheKitten92. Yeah, there's also a Discord server, but it's pinned to my Instagram, so you'll be able to find it, I hope. So anyways, hope you guys have enjoyed this mess of a podcast. And, yeah. Until next time, see you later. Bye! Oh, yeah, and keep it kinky, everybody.